So, you've got the thrust of what we're about today. It's that we are connected people. I suppose one might say that everyone nowadays is connected, pretty much. Who's got their smartphone with them today? Let's have a look. You see, not everyone, but most people, you know, have got phones which keep them connected. Over and above that, what I want to develop with us today as we spend these few minutes is that additionally, as Christians, we are connected with God through the calling of God that is described in this reading we've had today. A calling that gives us what I might describe as real-time connectivity. In the IT world, it's called being in the cloud. You know, that all of your shopping when you go online is happening somewhere out there in the cloud. What we're saying as Christians is that we have a real-time connectivity with God. All life, so to speak, becomes a prayer. There was a time when the humble telephone, bottom right, the device that kept us, so to speak, connected. I can remember the days in my early growing up when we didn't have a phone at all. We had to wander down to the phone box and master the press A button, put your money in, press button A, somebody answers. I can't remember now. I think you had to press button B. And that's how you stayed connected with folks, and very often you'd have to queue outside a telephone box to wait your turn. And then the great advance came of the telephone that you had in your house. I remember we first had what was called a party line. Anybody remember those? Anybody have those? Yeah. Yeah. And that meant that you shared your phone with a neighbor down the road. I mean, you didn't have to go and give him the phone, you know, house to house, but you both had a phone, but you might pick up the phone sometimes and find that they were on the phone. So you had to wait till they finished and pick up the phone again. And it sounds dodgy, doesn't it, nowadays, you know, that we might know each other's business like that. But that was a great advance. And then I remember in business, I had my first experience of a mobile phone, and it was a brick. I had to carry it around, you know, when I was on business out of the office to stay connected. But it was an enormous thing. But it was an amazing advance at the time. And now most of us are onto smartphones. And not only do we make and receive our phone calls, but they are, at best, a real blessing, aren't they, in terms of keeping in touch with those we love and care for and so on. And also, increasingly, we do stuff on the web, don't we, on the phone, as opposed to being on the computer. So this connectivity spreads through all of our life. And in this passage here that we're reading, the Lord Jesus is saying, I will make you connected people. Smartphone hadn't been invented those days, of course, but I'll make you connected because I will give you another counselor. The Holy Spirit will come. Now remember, in this passage, when Jesus was talking to his disciples and explaining this, it was for the first time. So if you like, it was like explaining to someone who'd only ever known the phone that we see at the bottom right in the corner, how a smartphone would work. The new counselor will be with you, the Holy Spirit. He will come and we will make our lives together with you, Father, Son, myself, Holy Spirit, we will make our life with you, and you will have this kind of real-time connectivity to God. Now, we all know this, and we share this together. Just seeing if I'm going going to be able to move the slides on. Perhaps I'll ask Gordon just to move my slide. We will know this and share this together. And this is also the journey and also the struggle that Nick was describing to us, because we know the Holy Spirit's presence with us. We know the call of God on our lives and in our lives. But seeking to walk with God, seeking that daily experience of God's presence in our lives, living that out, it's so much better than not having the Holy Spirit with us at all, but it's not in itself an easy thing to do. It's an exploration where we're seeking to, in daily prayer, in daily experience with God, make it a reality, live it out. And personally, I thank God for this above all things in my life, but it's not an easy thing to do. So much better than not having the Holy Spirit with us at all. So much better than not having a smartphone in today's connected world. But a challenge that we explore both individually and together in fellowship and in church and so on, exploring how we live out the blessings of Christian life in our lives. The big ideas of this series that we're running through in the call, as we're calling it, are these. That the call of God on our life and in our life comes in two parts. The first is a call from God to us. The constant call to accept the Lord Jesus into our lives and to walk in his way. To reject that which is not of God and build up in our lives what is. And the second part of the call is to let that new life flow through us and out to others. I invite you to look when you get home that the reading we've had today is followed by Jesus' parable of trying to explain in the pre-smartphone version how this call of God works. And he chooses the most wonderful story, and it is in fact the story that Liz and I chose to be read at our wedding, to explain this. It's the story called the Parable of the Vine. I'm not going to unfold that now because that's not our main thrust today, but I invite you to, as you take away from this service, something to bless you through this week, to consider how the parable of the vine explains how we grow in God and we bear fruit because the Holy Spirit flows through us, makes us a living branch in the vine whose stem and roots are God himself. And the fruit comes from the Holy Spirit flowing through us in all of our daily life. So we're invited here to be in tune with the Holy Spirit, to hear God's call and to act upon it. That's the first big idea for today in particular. That's our invitation. And to the extent that it's necessary to do so, to set aside our desires if they diverge from the path that God has for our life. Now, I'd like to explain that briefly by quoting Pope Francis. I thought this was a lovely way of describing it. And I can't go wrong, can I, in the United Reformed Church, quoting the Pope? That's all right, I think. God calls us to make definitive choices, and he has a plan for each of us. To discover that plan and to respond to our vocation is to move towards personal fulfillment. So I think what Pope Francis is saying there is what Jesus said was, the Spirit will guide us into all truth. This is Jesus here pouring out his very heart to those who love him. At the end of this passage in John's Gospel, Jesus says to his disciples, come, let us leave here. And where they're going is to the Garden of Olives and to those events which lead to Jesus' suffering, death, and finally to resurrection. He was pouring out his heart here. And he was trying to convey to them that which is the very essence of how we are to live our Christian life. And he says that at the center of this calling, on that day, which is now for us, you will realize that I'm in the Father and you're in me and I'm in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he's the one who loves me. And then the question arises then, okay, how are we to live this out day by day? Well, here's a takeaway. And as you go through the passage that Julie read for us, as you go through that, if you take that away from today, there are a number of things that we can explore through this coming week. We might generally describe them as continuing to examine God's purpose for our life. And it is in this series of steps, knowing who God is, knowing who I am in God, redeemed, restored, renewed, freed. But then freed for what? Well, to pray, because we have the presence of the Holy Spirit sharing with us in all life which has become a prayer, and from which there's a kind of mapping out exercise that follows. My choices of every day, my big choices, my little choices, and as we map them out and follow them, we are the branches in the vine and we bear good fruit. Seek trusted counsel. It's kind of difficult to be the best version of you that you can be if you separate yourself off from your fellow Christians, if you don't share fellowship. But if you do, it's a place in which you can seek trusted counsel. And you can pray some more. But not prayer in the sense of staccato this morning, staccato this evening, but all life becomes a prayer. That's the point. It's the kind of chattiness that you might have with your wife or with your best friend or your husband or, you know, it's that kind of prayer that flows back and forth, is constant in life. And finally, the great thing as we do this that Jesus says is, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. That's a wonderful comfort in life, isn't it? And what we can say, and this is as a famous Bible commenter put it, J.J. Packer, our high and privileged calling is to do the will of God in the power of God, to the glory of God. That is our calling. That is the distinctive calling of the Christian. And it is possible because Jesus has given us the Counselor, having asked the Father. And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have come to live with us. All things are made new in our lives. This is the calling that we have to work out. Amen. God bless us as we try and do this. fulfill that high calling.